as they awaited the historic handover authority from the old generation to the new generation. The voices of over 5,000 youth, known as the Munyomiji, in the Lotuko language, reverberated through the kingdom. As the young men and women chanted, the elders of Hoding Hills awaited the coming of the head of the Maya kingdom, David Oyalala Valentino, who would transfer over sovereignty to the Munyomiji. The celebration was presided by King Oyalala's ceremonies, which marked the peaceful transfer of power from the old to the new kingdom. As part of the ritual, a fire was set to commemorate the historic transfer of authority from the Iluha, which in Lotuko means shifting power from the old to the new generation. Iloli village resident Stephen Oduo belongs to the older generation. Oduo says the fire is initiated by the friction of rubbing two sticks together.
That fire is going to be today, to going to be set, and then the runners from all these 18 villages, once it is time to due today, they will then be able to carry running the compete. And so it is the first who reach the village is going to be counted as to be marked as the runner of this new generation for each village.
As part of the ancient ritual, people from the 18 villages put out the fire and awaited the start of the new fire, which was distributed among communities by a team of young runners. Andrea, one of the youth taking part in the ceremony, describes the significance of the Maya custom of carrying fire from the shrine to the 18 towns in the kingdom.
Once the fire is lit, every youth will be said to take the fire home. Now, about grabbing the fire, if you are not serious, you will not be able to take the fire because it requires energy. And also you will have to take place people who can run faster. And they have to be assembled far, whereby one person passes the fire to another runner, and another runner passes it to another, so that one fire can be taken to the village by 10 people, and every village have to receive the fire.
A bundle of old wood was removed from the shrine, left from a previous ritual for the past 22 years. This wood remained in the shrine, representing the old generation according to Otuo. Now, he says, the new generation is in charge.
From today onward, they're going to be responsible for running the affairs of the kingship of this kingdom of Maya, in terms of protection, giving protection to the citizens, in terms of enforcing law and order, in terms of attending to all social issues, in terms of food security, in terms of all our relationships with other villages.
It marked the first time in 22 years that King David Oyalala presided over a traditional power transition ritual. The monarchy exhorted the new and outgoing Munyomiji to maintain harmonious ties in the Otuho territory and the surrounding region in his address to the new and outgoing Munyomiji.
You are here today. I don't want to hear any fighting again among these 18 villages. From today onward, you should remain united as Lotuko people and the country South Sudan.
Stella Iromo Betale, Eastern Equatoria State's Minister for Youth, Culture and Sports, urged the kingdom's young men to embrace unity and humanity.
The key of success and the key of stability is in their hands. Let them unite themselves. Let them be humble so that the world also become okay, because they will also secure the children. The elders is on their hands now. All of us now, including our animals. So let them also be kind people, unity, let them be humble so that they will lead us.
Alex Bech, a program officer with the United Nations Cultural Agency, says the Maya culture is dynamic.
So we are much grateful that sending this message out there. culture has a power, culture has a uniting force. It tells about the heritage of the people, the diversity of the people. And in that diversity, it brings in respect. One start to know the culture of each other, of the other person.
Eastern Equatoria State Governor Luis Lobong Lojore praised Father Saturino Oturo and Joseph Oduho for their contributions, describing them as great liberators from the Oturo community. Governor Lojore advised young people to work hard, be safe, and respect their elders and the government.
To the new ruling group, you are interested with the huge responsibility of providing physical security to the people of Oturo, the land of Oturo. Food security and the general welfare, including reproduction. Wale dugunyal ketiri. Ladu tanga asrobo. Aja gale takaya wemeriza bugulujene. Stajin. Aja de bebatulu alum torbita kumde. Ita kuruma bagatar wale du. Nazma kunuma nuswan. My dear Mojomiji, the capital of Eastern Equatorial States is in your land. You must take pride.
The recently instilled generation will hand over authority to the next generation in 2043. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Torit, Eastern Equatoria.